The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Horror at the Store is sponsored by FYE. You can check them out in-store or at FYE.com for some of the coolest horror merch you can find.
Hell yeah.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. And today we have a lovely human here today. He's hilarious. He's a comedian, performs all around town, as they say. Give it up for Danny T.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
I'm all right. Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Thanks for being here. Thanks for doing it and being
a performer. I love movies.
Yes, I can tell. Oh, my God. So tell me some of your favorite horror movies.
I actually think horror is probably the best genre
I agree.
Of movies that there is in terms of like scaring. Because for most of humanity, like history, people have just been scared shitless.
This is true.
Like in life. So horror really just digs deep into who people are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the best genre. The worst is romance. No one wants to see that.
I like a good horror romance.
What's a good example of that?
It's a good question.
Yeah, because I can't think of one.
But they're out there.
Oh, Jennifer's Body, maybe? I don't know. I saw that at Cinespia.
I saw that too.
Yeah.
I was dressed up as Jennifer Check.
You know, I worked the events at Cinespia.
Really?
Yeah, this like past few months.
Maybe I saw you as a PA because before that I was like, because it's our first time like meeting. I'm like,
yeah.
You like look familiar from that or Instagram. I don't know. But okay, continue. Not important.
I probably looked miserable.
Probably,
was I
yeah.
making this face?
Yes.
That
makes sense. That was 100% you. Yeah,
that's me as a PA.
Yeah, you were in the cemetery.
Yes.
And just hiding and crying. That was, yeah. I felt bad.
Place to cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, so that movie was showing, and it's so funny because the scene with the bed, it's so everyone was just working to like pack everything up because it was toward the end of the movie, and that scene on the bed where they kiss and all that, everyone stopped. It was the most silent that
You're
cemetery.
Like, shut up. They're making out.
Literally, everyone stopped and everyone was just staring at the screen.
Megan
everyone stopped.
And Amanda are going at it. I mean,
it was the horniest moment.
No matter what gender you
cemetery.
Are and no matter what your sexuality Hopefully. Is, that scene's hot.
Yeah, I saw even like all the gay guys I knew who worked there, even they stopped and they were like,
they're like, damn.
Nice.
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 That's film.
Yeah, that's film. And that's cinema.
In terms of like my favorite horror movies, they've gotten pretty intense the past few years. Like, I mean, I don't know. Everyone brings up Hereditary.
Mm-hmm. I love that movie.
And that was incredible. I saw that high. Bad choice.
Jesus.
I believed in the devil.
Yeah.
For 3 days after that movie.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I saw that movie and it was in a small theater in Minnesota and it was like, it was so old that it didn't have the safety lights. So it was just pitch black and it was, I don't know why. There's something terrifying about being in a room full of people and you're watching this. I verbally said like, what the fuck is going on? I was terrified. It was off. It was a great movie. I love that movie, but like genuinely like was scared.
Yeah. That's so funny. I just like with all the lights off, I could just picture like the advanced darkness that sets in.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel like eyes just suspended in space. Just watching.
Like, and I couldn't even see my hand in front of me. And I'm like, I'm in this. Like, it was like, that was like, because, you know, when you, like, you're in like a normal theater, you have like the exit sign, you have, you know, other people are moving, talking. It was like, yep. It was dead silent.
Everyone fat guys watching clearing this film. Phlegm out of their throats.
Yep.
You
know. Yep. We've all been there. It's usually Cinemark on a Tuesday at 7 p.m.
You ever do the D-Box?
No.
Theater? The D-Box theater is the dumbest idea in the history of movie theaters.
What is it?
It's seats that move to the movie.
Oh, XD. It's like, so yeah.
It's called D-Box at like Cinemark or whatever.
XD. And it's like they have...
Yeah. They move like roller coasters.
Yeah, it's like the Shrek 4D ride. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's what I want. I want Hereditary, but I want to feel every moment of it.
But how does that work?
I don't know.
Movies don't move like roller coasters. They don't, like, seriously,
you
bring
turn,
yourself. The person on screen does this,
yeah.
And your seat does that, but... How does that make sense with the movie?
It doesn't, but that's why we love it.
Your seats are just moving.
I think it would be great if the seat was programmed for the wrong movie. So it would be like, oh, it's set up for Hereditary, but it's like Winnie the Pooh's playing. You know, so it's just like really violent and like there's children and they're like getting whiplash.
That would be
I
great.
Wouldn't want any children to actually get harmed. That's like, let's just get that straight. No children were harmed in the making of this.
That'd be great. I would pay. Double the ticket price to see children watching Winnie the Pooh suddenly just being flung from their seats.
That, like, are there seatbelts?
I mean, I guess you'd have to put seatbelts in.
That's weird. Anyways, that's.
This is.
I feel like this movie though needed the XD box D whatever.
It needed some stimulation.
We watched Santa Jaws from 2018. It was a doozy. It was a doozy to say the least. I was looking for like trivia fun facts. There are none. There are none.
Are you serious?
There are none. How do you feel about sharks? Are you a fan of sharks?
I just wanted to say like I went into this movie just wanting to just hate it.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought, you know, it'd be funny.
Yeah.
Funnier to come to this podcast.
Sure.
Just hate, you know, hating movies is fun.
Oh yeah.
And I watched it and I was surprised.
You fell in love with it, yeah.
I realized I don't even have to pretend to hate it.
Yeah.
I can actually just really tap into my true, like, visceral, violent hatred that I felt watching this movie.
Mm-hmm. It was one of those movies where you watch it and you're like, okay, you know what? I love it. I love it because I hate it. And it's sometimes like, you know, but everyone has those movies. Like every director has made some form of Santa Jaws in their lifetime.
Yeah, and when they were kids before their brains were fully developed.
Yeah, but also, how much fun do you think they had on set with this movie?
You know,
it had to be just silly. It's just a silly, silly concept. Was it good? Probably not. No. But
I'm sure the
wonderful.
PA didn't have a good time.
The PA, was there even a PA?
I'm sure there was, and that PA was the biggest bitch on the set.
Probably.
You done PA?
Yes, I have.
So you know what it's like.
Oh, yes. I'm fully aware. Yep.
You know, like carrying cases of water and like worrying about chips. And
well, I usually don't do the water thing because I am small and female. And I usually just go to the biggest male PA and I go, my arms are small. Can you help? And then they do it for me. But then the rest of the time I'm like, I'm a strong, independent female. But then I make them carry things for me because I'm like work smarter, not harder.
I do the same thing.
Oh, yeah. That's fair. That honestly checks
out. I reverse on that just to mess with that idea.
Yeah,
I go to
like,
the smallest woman.
You're like, hey.
I'm like, hey, can you help me carry these bags of ice?
She's like, I can't even like lift my own body weight. They're like, we don't care. Just lift these ice. So what was there a certain scene that like did it for you in this entire movie? Or were there a couple that you were like, absolutely not. This is getting a low rating.
Oh, it's not. I'm not even sure it's a movie. Like, it's not. To me, it's. I don't even think it's a movie.
Okay, fair. Yeah.
It's so bad. It's so so bad. It was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. From the very beginning, it was just shockingly like
it was bad. For those of you who have not seen Santa Jaws,
don't watch it. Like, don't. It's not fun.
Or you could, but don't.
Or don't. But don't do it. But don't do it. Sure.
Whatever you want to do. Whatever. If you enjoy that, you watch it.
Don't watch it by yourself.
No, I would say this is like one of those movies you watch in like a big group and you like have it on in the background. It's like one of those movies. Yeah. But it's about a kid who is, you know, it's the holidays and his grandpa, he works at a comic store and he's been drawing this comic called Santa Jaws about a serial killer shark. Yeah. And then his grandpa gives him this like magic pen that turns all of his artwork into reality. So Santa Jaws was then born and is now real. Yeah. And just killing off his family members one by one. Like literally by the end of it, he's the only one left. They murdered all of his family.
And he has no emotional reaction to any of this.
None of them at all. Like everyone's like, you're faking it. There is no such thing as Santa Jaws. There's no freaking great white sharks here. Also, where are they?
Isn't that like the most frustrating trope in movies when no one believes the main character?
Yeah. It's like they always think they're crazy. Like, oh, he's doing this again. What did he say? He said, his parents were like, oh, it's just one of his pranks again. Remember that time he made the whole town believe there was a serial killer on the loose?
Yes.
What a goofy little ha-ha prank.
I forgot my notebook.
It's okay.
But like I wrote the same thing down. Like they were like, ha, no, his uncle, he's a prankster. Yeah, like in high school. Remember he had everyone believe a serial killer was
like,
all over?
That's not a prank. That's
just telling people something.
That's telling people, but also like that could probably end you up in jail if they went so far to terrorize a town. If the town really believed it and like went on lockdown and shit, like you're gonna like that's gonna cause some issues. So it's not really I don't know. And the fact that they're like, oh, this is just one of those things.
It's not one of those pranks.
He's like, grandpa's dead, but this is just one of those pranks. He's not really dead. He's dead. His grandpa was eaten by the shark.
Could you imagine a kid coming up to you in high school and going, there's a serial killer out there. And then just walks away.
I'd be like, what? Okay. Shit. Well. Here we go. So hope I make it home. I don't know. It depends. You know, do I know the kid? There's serial killers everywhere.
It's the guy from the movie. Like that's
okay.
Imagine
specifically
him in
that
high school.
Kid, yeah.
Would that you think in high school?
If I saw that kid, I would run. If I saw that kid, I'd run. But he is talented though with his artwork and stuff. And the adult college kid at the comic book store.
That's one of the worst actors I've ever seen in my life.
He was pretty good compared to the parents.
Oh, the parents were even worse. Everyone, you know that optical illusion where it looks like the stairs go down forever?
Yes.
That's how it is with the bad acting.
They just kept going, yeah.
Everyone's worse than the other person.
The shark was the best. Honestly, the animation of the shark, though, wasn't terrible. I was like, okay, it's not good, but it's not terrible. I was like, okay, it's not realistic looking, but I'll have it. But it's also like it's a shark with a Santa hat on who then wraps.
But stays on in the water.
It's obviously. And then it has lights that are on, are wrapped around his fins. Yeah. All of it, like perfectly. They were on. And then he had red eyes, glowing eyes, because obviously. Because that's just what the boys' cartoon was.
Do you think they make it look bad? I have a feeling they make this is one of those movies where they made it bad on purpose. That's the point of it.
I don't
Sharknado
think,
was.
I don't think anybody wants to make anything bad. I think they're just like, let's just have this silly little concept and we're just going to make it into a movie. Mm-hmm. And if it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad, but it's out there. And I think that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And that's the content we get. And I love, honestly, I make shit content too. Like, it's I own it. I'm like, look, this is trash. This is like, I made a movie called Save Me Superboy about a superhero that's the worst superhero ever. And it's the worst fucking movie I've ever made. But guess what? We had so much fun making it. It was absolute chaos. The story doesn't make any sense.
Oh, that's the best.
But it's like, you know, there's definitely like, they definitely like improv a lot of this stuff, like all the stuff in the comic store, like none of that, it can't be lines.
Did you write it and direct it, or
this movie? Yes, I did.
Yeah, the shark
movie. Yeah, the
I would kill myself if I found out just now that you had any part in this movie.
I wrote it, I directed it.
God,
I was actually,
that would be so humiliating.
The shark.
You were the one?
I was the shark. No, because I love, like, even if my own movies, I'm like, no, let's talk about it, rip it apart, because that's also how you know, you get better each movie. Who knows? This person's next movie could be fantastic because of this movie.
I doubt it. I think this movie is so bad that it's a lost cause. Mm-hmm.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Fair. Okay.
People are too nice. Like, give the benefit of the doubt to movies. Like, you have to try to make a movie that's that bad. It's just as hard to make a movie that bad than it is to make a movie that good.
Yeah, yeah.
So it defies, I think with a movie like this, if it's got to be, it's going to be bad on purpose. The worst thing it could be at any point is boring. Because
this is true, but it was so silly that you're like, this is,
if I was watching with a group of friends, it would be wall to wall the best experience.
Oh yeah. It's definitely not like one that you sit back and like watch alone. Like, you want to like laugh about it with your friends.
I almost want you to apologize to me personally, because that was mean to make me watch that by myself.
No, because you could have said no. You could have said no. You always had the choice to say no.
I did, yeah,
in life,
I did it to myself.
And you chose to say yes.
But I already apologized to myself.
Yeah, but I'm not going to apologize. No, because you had the choice to say no. So it's like, you know, that's on you. And you know what? You get to live with that. And you get to grow as a person. And you're welcome. If you get nightmares, awesome. But guess what? The next time you make a film,
I end up thanking you.
Yeah, you're like, you know, you're like, thank you. You know what? I wrote a film called Santa Jaws 7.
Oh,
and
They ripped off Home Alone at the end. Did you notice that? That sequence where they're drawing on that drawing board,
mm-hmm.
and they're planning how to kill the shark.
Oh yeah.
Like, even the music kind of sounded similar.
Yeah.
Dun 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 dun.
Well, that's Carol the Bells. That's like everything. But yeah.
Yeah, but it sounded like a knockoff "Don't Sue Us" version of that song. And then, like, I swear to God, I thought they were gonna do like the soup can. Not the soup can, the paint can, mm-hmm. bit to the shark.
That would have been hilarious.
That would have been so funny.
That's what we needed. If you're going to go with that much like of just, this is ludicrous, let's have the shark walk up on land, into the house, and you go full Home Alone with the shark.
That would have been so good.
Right? It would have been.
It's not even CGI anymore. It's a guy in a shark costume.
It's a puppet. Because honestly, you don't want a guy in a costume. We just want a puppet. Because those movies just get so much better when they have a puppet. It's just so much better with a puppet. And then you could have exploded it more. I don't know. Because they exploded the shark, which was so dramatic. Like,
so it is literally Jaws.
Yeah, it's literally Jaws, but Santa Jaws. That's why it's called Santa Jaws. Is that...
By the way, that's a play on Santa Paws.
But they stole that from Santa.
Isn't that insane? It's not even Santa Claus. It's Santa Paws with the dog.
Yes.
And then Jaws now. So it's twice removed. This movie makes no sense. Who directed it?
I can see the pieces in your brain connecting, and you're like, I don't know. Your brain just exploded like the sharks did. But then came back alive to eat the mom slowly.
When they throw the spear at the shark in the water, you see the spear land in the water, stop and like float there for a second. And then they cut to the next shot where it digs into the shark.
You're like, you should have cut a little bit sooner. But
how hard is that to do?
You learn quick. You learn. Hey, maybe
no, they,
I should cut
they
that.
Don't learn. None of these people learn. They're all I hate everyone involved in that movie so much. Like, it's such a boring script. Like,
It is.
The uncle, by the way, don't have a scene with his uncle sitting on his bed and him saying, come with me, we're going to hang out. It'll be our little secret. Mm-hmm. You just shouldn't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. That's creepy.
Right, because that makes people think of things.
Mm-hmm. And he was a creepy dude, and he was dating someone who...
He looked like Santa. Like, didn't you think at some point he's going to put on the fucking thing?
He is Santa.
Like, oh,
yeah.
He is Santa. There's always a character in a Christmas movie were Santa the whole time.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. You're like, whoa. Or they like subtly like put someone in the background who like casually is Santa, but not quite. And you're like... It's like in Elf when they found, because they filmed all the scenes from Elf in the streets, like those are just like casually shot. So the guy who they're like, Santa, like that was just a random guy who happened to be wearing that day, who happened to look like Santa.
Wait, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's just so casual and brilliant.
He's just a heavy set man with a white beard and a red shirt.
That's literally it, honestly.
I mean, that's on him, you know? You can't be wearing that around the holidays.
At that point, you did this to yourself.
I think I found a fun fact.
Oh, God. Okay, John has a fun fact.
Okay, so the director, her name is Misty Talley, which, let me just say, is that a trailer to this garbage? What is this?
That's more interesting than the movie.
Her name is Misty Talley. I don't know what is playing right now, but it needs to stop. It's terrible. She directed three other shark movies, four other shark movies in 2016, 17, and 18,
oh my God.
And 2015,
oh my God.
Including Zombie Shark.
Hell yeah.
So she has she was obviously hired because she has a history with sharks.
She's like, I'm going to dominate this one niche and just go for it. Which honestly, that's smart. Because if you're going to do it, if you're going to go for the film, like if you're going to do it, you know, claim that niche as your own.
What is her life like? What is that?
Hilarious. And I'm sure she sleeps fine. She sleeps just fine.
That's what bothers me the most. She's like, well, shark movie number four.
Here we go. Let's do it. What's next? Zombie shark, Santa Jaws. What's next?
Okay, so it's
Sharks in Space?
It's Zombie Shark. Ozark Sharks.
Ooh.
Mississippi Sharks.
Ooh.
Mississippi Sharks.
Santa Jaws.
Nice.
She also did Jeepers Creepers 3.
No.
Oh,
what?
No.
So she has a bunch of zingers.
Oh my God. Ugh. Wait, Jeepers Creepers, you mean the one that just came out?
The third one in 2017.
Okay, because there's one that just came out.
Yeah, I think that's a prequel to the first one.
It's Reborn, and it was the worst fucking movie I've ever seen in my entire life, and I definitely want to talk about it because it was like, oh my God, it was so bad. Anyways.
Prequel to a movie no one even needed to see to begin with.
I think this movie needs a prequel, a sequel, a squeakquel, all of it. All of it.
A squeakquel. It does need a squeakquel,
it
for
does.
Sure.
All these, like, if you have, like, a semi, like, rough movie, a squeakquel is needed.
That's such a funny idea. Just any terrible movie, just get the chipmunks.
Yeah. Bring them in. Have them fight Santa Jaws. Please. We need it.
Theodore!
I don't know what they sound like.
That's pretty good. Honestly, that's pretty good.
Theodore, grab the shark's fin, man.
Wow. He's... Okay.
Yeah, what country is that from?
I don't know. And is it on the fence of being borderline offensive?
I don't know. Who cares?
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Anything's offensive. This movie's offensive to you.
This movie is like religious.
Are you going to write hate mail?
Yes. I'll be the first person in 30 years to write hate mail.
This movie came out in 2018. In 30 years, you're going to wait 30 years and like save the letter. You're going to have in your pocket every single day and then you're going to mail it to her.
That's not what I meant at all, but I love that that's the way you interpreted it.
That's.
Yeah, that's, I will wait. I'll wait until 2048.
Wait, no, 20,
58. That's 40 years.
It's the 20s. 30?
50. Oh, you mean 30 years from today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 2052.
I was like,
yeah.
Wait, what? And then math hurt me.
I'm really sorry.
I'm not good at math, so that's fine.
I'm not very good at math either.
That's fair. So,
but I was counting the minutes. I remember the point where it passed 44 minutes and 19 seconds was the exact halfway point.
And you were like, dear God, there's more.
Oh, my God. Like, I was at Thanksgiving. We watched. My brother's such an asshole. He just puts on shit that he knows everyone's going to hate.
Good.
He puts on the sequel to A Christmas Story.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It's terrible. It's great. It's great. It's wonderful. It's so bad. You can't make it a sequel to that movie, but it's like you do, and it's hilarious, and it's not the same at all. But it's, you know what? It's fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be. It's just its own thing, yeah. And it's just a terrible sequel that everyone tries to forget about, and that's why we love it. It's so bad.
We got like halfway through, and I was like, "How much time is left?" He clicked the play button, mm-hmm. and I was just, "Oh my God!" And I was like, "You gotta shut it off."
You're like, "Absolutely not. We're not finishing this."
And then I asked everyone, like, "Is anyone enjoying this?" And everyone said no.
They're like, "Why are we so?" Because once you've made the commitment, you have to finish it. So I am very thankful that you did finish the movie.
We did. Oh, we didn't.
No, I mean this movie.
Oh, this movie.
Yeah, because you did. Because you didn't finish that movie.
I played Minecraft for the last 20 minutes.
That's fair. Honestly, the last 20 minutes. I mean, that was like the...
It was a boring last...
That was like the most action... No, it was kind of action-packed because you got the horn. Because all of a sudden he got a horn because they drew in a horn. Because they're like, we're going to spear him.
Oh, you
and
mean,
then
oh.
they had like a candy cane horn. And then...
Oh, yeah. I love when he's whittling it.
Yeah. And then they...
And he's like, so where are you from? To the girl.
So... It's very creepy.
And of course, he dreamt the whole thing.
Yep. Everything was a dream, obviously.
Right.
Because that's how every...
But that means that conversation he had with her, mm-hmm. sitting there, in his wildest dreams, she's from Idaho. Or no, she's from Tucson.
I mean...
He imagined that. He dreamt that.
That's where all the models are from. You didn't know that? For, what is it, Snapstagram?
Oh my God, Snapstagram. That was like the next thing that was just terrible.
Snapstagram. Was there anything that you enjoyed? Anything goofy? There's had to be one moment
there
that you're
was
like,
like,
this was fun.
There was like a funny part. Oh, I loved the part where... the mother and the father are in the comic book store, mm-hmm. with that just guy who received no direction,
yes,
for
correct.
His character. She was just looking at him and she was like, tell us where our son is. And he's like, that's confidential information. So she takes the shotgun, like a real loaded shotgun, and points it at him and goes, what about now? And the guy responds, access granted. And tells them.
Well, he's just a little nerdy guy. And that's, if I feel like if you were at a comic book store and you did that to someone, that
what
is exactly,
a dork.
What a freaking loser. No, that's exactly how they would respond.
Like, even when a shotgun is pointed at you.
Access granted. Yeah, obviously. I would do that. That's hilarious. That's so good.
From pure fear, you would just be.
Yeah. And then I probably would shit myself. But it'd be funny. It'd be like, oh, there's a comedic moment. Like, wow, she's really good at acting. She'd like, pretended to poop herself, like, that's awesome. But then I actually did because I was so in character. So
just the idea of someone pointing there's no contact. They don't even know that they're his parents.
they're like, who the fuck are you?
Where's Cody? And he's like,
who?
She points the shotgun at him. Like, I just thought that was such a funny, like, that's insane. That's an insane thing to do to someone.
Oh yeah, I mean, this whole thing is insane.
Yeah. Again, he dreamt that scene. He dreamt his mother pointed a shotgun at one of his closest friends.
That's so weird. That's so weird.
Yeah.
This movie was weird. So out of 10, what do you think?
If I gave it a rating, it would legitimize it as a movie.
You have to.
Oh, Jesus. Zero. It's a zero okay. out of 10. Oh. I don't think, like, it was so, it's just so lazy.
Okay.
It's so lazy. Like, the script is just garbage. It's okay. toilet, it was written on toilet paper.
Oh my God.
And then, like, laminated.
That was actually one of the facts. Was it was actually written on toilet paper. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Used toilet paper, too.
Ooh. Shitty and fantastic. I give it a 4.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Because it was entertaining and not like in like a, this is like, it was weird. It was weird. And I was like, this is a fever dream of a movie that I can't believe is real. And it's real. And it's out there. And Santa Jaws 2, bring it back. Santa Jaws 2, bring it back.
Never again, please. I hate it.
Fun fact, we're bringing you back for Santa Jaws 2.
Okay. I'll pretend to watch it. We'll have the same exact conversation. You won't even know that I didn't watch
it. Yeah, I'll be like, you remember this part? You're like, yes. No, I don't care. It was terrible.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you for being here. Do you have anything you want to plug before we get on out of here?
Just me. You know, plug me. That's not what I meant. But I have an Instagram. It's at Danny T. So just follow me or don't. It's okay if you don't. But I mean, do it. Sure. I don't post very often, and I'll send you messages.
Oh.
But you know, that if you want me to send you a message, then follow me.
If you're lonely, Danny will send you a nice ballad.
No, ballad? Only if you're in a relationship.
Poem.
If you're
only
not lonely.
If you're not lonely, then don't, you know, yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Oh, God. Well, thank you for being here, Danny, and thank you to our sponsor, FYE. You can find them in-store at FYE.com. Guys, we'll see you next time. Bye. You can follow us on Instagram at @horroratthestore, and you can follow me as well at @KTHeady.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.